Attraction marketing is about always looking for opportunities to serve other people. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Saturday morning here. But yes, I got this nice thing I wanted to show you. And so I have this private message. So I'm actually testing out some things right now with private message or, some dead time that I would rather put to work and just testing different things and to see which one is going to be the most or the best way to use some of this time. So there's this, let's see here. There's this practice I've noticed, you know, there's a lot of people that go through MLSP, My Lead System Pro, and they, or maybe they went through Magnetic Sponsoring, through Mike Dillard. These are the same materials that were the background of everything I believe about attraction marketing, but I noticed a lot of people are overthinking it, okay? And here's a practical example, and I bet this person is going to probably deny that that's what it's about, but no, it is what it is. I can smell it from afar because, again, I went through the same thing. So I'm going to post this real quick. Let me show you what I'm talking about. All right, I don't know if you can see my screen. I'm posting this right now. I'm going to post that, and I'm going to read it to you, what it says. All right, so I have a... So you see, I just posted it, right? So I'm just going to read it to you. The image itself... it's pretty much a text that I send out to some of my new friends on Facebook. I say, hey, I'm giving away my book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets and 7 Lessons course, Smart Business Empire, for free. It helps anyone who wants to 10x their income, career, and business. I'd also love your feedback on it. Would you like the access? So I'm simply saying I'm giving it away. Can I acquire some customers from this? Yes, absolutely. Can I acquire people that just start to follow me from that point on? Maybe they can find some value in hiring me in the future. Absolutely. Can they get value from this content, the book and the 7 days? Absolutely. Without doing any business with me. Absolutely. Right. So, but I have somebody that responded to me and I was just curious. The person says, thanks for the offer. I'm going to have to pass. I have a lot of my own materials, our own materials, and others to go through. Okay, she wanted to make it clear to me that she has her own materials, right? I prefer to get to know people before taking their stuff. That's the attraction marketing, bam, right? People like to give us the attraction marketing, bam, I got you, right? So I was like, okay. So now here's attraction marketing, okay, for those like this young lady that's overthinking attraction marketing. Attraction marketing, I responded to that. My response was, then why don't you go ahead and share some of your stuff with me? Would love to check it out, would you? Okay, so think about that response for a second. Now this lady, if I was in her zone of attraction marketing, I'd be like, let me block this one off. I'm just about acquiring my own leads, generating my own customer. Let me just block her off, right? I would do that, but that's not what attraction marketing is about. Attraction marketing is about always looking for opportunities to serve other people. Attraction marketing is about always looking for opportunities to serve other people. Okay, it's about all, because if you don't give value, you're not going to make money. You want to make money, you create value. You need to give more value into the world. You need to create more value for the world. That's the direct cost and effect cost of creating money. Okay, and this is all about creating money at the end of the day. It's about creating value for yourself. The way you create value for yourself is by creating value for others. It's as simple as that. And if what you're doing by practice is blocking others off, right? Because you have your own material, because you like to get to know people. Well, if you like to get to know people, here's your opportunity to get to know them, right? If that's truly the real reason why you're blocking this conversation off right now, why don't you go ahead and start to get to know people? Like, dig it up and get to know them. Why don't you do that, right? So I decided to make a lesson out of it. So I said, see below what happens when people overthink attraction marketing. If you had to bring it down to one word, attraction marketing is synonymous to giving. It's synonymous to giving. It's about always looking for ways to give value. It's less about posture, because some people think, hey, I gotta look like a guru, right? It's less about posture and coming off as a guru or coming off as a leader. Leadership is earned. It's something that happens over time. It's like trust. You cannot create trust. You have to reverse engineer it so that it's created. It's earned. You have to earn it. Does that make sense? It's the same thing with brand. Brand is not something that you, in this time and age, you can create a logo all you want. You can create a website all you want. Okay? You could do all of those things all you want. But it's not really about that. You're missing the point. You have to earn a trust brand. You have to earn the leadership status in the community. It's something that happens when you create value. Okay? So if you're looking at the Brian Finales, you're looking at the Mike Dillard's, you're looking at the even our very own Hovison here that's going through a lot right now. And anybody that you look up to, if you're looking at Diane Huckman's, right? You're looking at Mark Hubbard's, you're looking at even the David Woods, right? Like, we can't really take away from what they gave into this community, right? The Ray Higdon's, right? And I'm probably missing a ton of names that have done this very, very well, right? It's because they're giving value. Even Mac DVD, right? They're giving so much value that you're stuck on, oh yeah, I gotta reverse, let me see, I gotta look like I'm the leader, and then you go around and shoot the snows, and then do. It's not about that. It's about how much value are you bringing to the marketplace. And bringing value to the marketplace sometimes can be hard. Okay, why? Because nobody's listening to you. If no one is listening to you, then it feels like it's a cricket line, and then you get discouraged and then you stop, right? But the test, that's the test right there. Are you going to keep going even when it seems like no one is listening? Are you going to keep going even when it seems like no one is listening? That's where the test comes in. And that all of this is attraction marketing, but I can bring it down to one word, is giving, okay? It's 99% about outgiving value, outgiving your competition when it comes to value, and always looking for opportunities to give to anyone. Always looking for opportunities to give to anyone you encounter, even when they don't value the relationship as much as you do. This is applicable in real life relationships too. Okay? It's applicable. Like, it's sometimes it just doesn't seem like people are listening to you. Like, it doesn't seem like nobody's paying attention to you, right? That's because they don't value your relationship with them, their relationship with you yet. But when you keep giving, eventually it's about that KLT scale, and you like, you trust. So this young lady is saying, I prefer to get to know people before taking their stuff. Well, would you like to get to know me? Have you seen an opportunity to get to know me and probably give to me? Because if I'm giving you stuff and I offered you so I can get a feedback from you, the best way to you can give to me in that moment in time is to say, absolutely. I've received things like that where I never really had the time to get through it. Okay, that's just the honest truth. But the key thing is, I'm giving to the person I'm receiving to when they offer like that, because it makes them feel better to keep going too. That's just a fact of it, because we all have dopamines flowing through our blood or in our brain. We get excited when somebody comes off as they like us or they like the idea we're presenting. We all get that kick in our brain, right? All of us. We have that, like, yeah, I like that, we've all had that, right? So that was an opportunity for you to give to me. If you were truly practicing attraction marketing, that is, that was an opportunity for that person to give to me, right? When you go on my wall and you really enjoy what I just said and you click like, that was given to me, okay? When you comment, Even though you truly just want to comment, even if it's authentic, you're still giving to me. You may not know it. You may think you're getting from me, but you're engaging in any kind of engagement in my content is given to me. So if you, I know a lot of time is generated organically. That means the people truly like it. But sometimes I just give. Sometimes I just get into the marketplace and I just give. And it's not all of them that turns out to be money, but it's all of them that turns out to be money when you average them out. Okay, because a lot of my best customers have been generated from me just giving them an extra attention. Me just say, hey, let's jump on board. Let me help you with that situation on a 30-minute strategy session. A lot of time for free, I'll just do that, right? A lot of times I've had an encounter that was a customer in the past, and they may have asked a question online. I'll be like, hey, when's a good time for you? Let's jump on a strategy session and I'll help you out with that, right? A lot of time, it's a way for me to record a video and put it as even more content out there. Again, it's about giving. How much are you giving? It's not about showing off as a guru or looking like a leader by force. It's not about that. It's earned. You don't come out here and call yourself an expert like a clown. I always say that. You actually have to be an expert by giving. That's what this is about. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.